Hello, Lions fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joining me today, head men's and women's swim coach L. Elder. Last year was Greer. Let's talk about that, getting married during a pandemic. Hot start to the show.
I did, yeah. So me and my now husband, who is an alumni also, we're supposed to get married in May. We did get married in May, but we were supposed to get married at the Biltmore with, like, a big wedding with, you know, 150 people, and it was supposed to be this whole thing. We spent a year and a half planning it. Huge. And then, you know, stuff started to shut down in, like, March. And it was funny because in March, I mean, everybody thought it was only going to be a couple weeks and everything was going to be back to normal. So we were, like, really optimistic. And we were like, it's just going to be, like, a fun party at the end of this funky, like, couple-week pandemic. We thought nothing of it. But then, you know, we got into, like, later in April, and we had to start canceling stuff, which was not fun, to have to kind of take your dream wedding and just kind of kiss it goodbye. So that part wasn't fun, but at the end of the day, it was just about getting married, and it was an awesome experience. Mars Hill was kind enough to let us use the chapel for our wedding here, which was great. It ended up being kind of cute that way because we did meet here and everything, so it was kind of full circle, and like I said, Marcel was great for letting us use that space during a pandemic. But yeah, we still got married, and it's kind of fun. Like I said, both alumni, both swimmers, and, you know, it's really great. 7 years later, we're married, so it's awesome.
Well, despite all the circumstances, congrats on finally, you know, tying the knot there. Let's talk about those circumstances, though, because your season, right when all this hit, basically ended, what, about a week or two before things started to really pile up. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about kind of, you know, escaping that in a way where, you know, these spring sports are losing about 2/3 of their season, but you guys kind of just got under the gun. Talk about how that does affect your spring, though, and then preparing for the summer, et cetera.
Yeah, so we were super fortunate that we got to finish out our season. Some of the other schools in our conference weren't so lucky because they had a lot of people make it to nationals, and nationals did get affected with all of this. So, but it was really great that we still got to have our conference championship and finish out our season strong, which was really nice. The part that affected us a lot was we didn't get to do our spring training, which is huge for us just to be able to stay in shape and also just stay together as a team is really nice. But it also just didn't really set them up super great for the summer. And then also in the midst of a pandemic, you know, pools all over the place were closed. Pools are still closed all over the place. So it was really unique for swimmers, especially just because a lot of our team, I mean, over half our team didn't have a space to practice. So not having that spring training, and then on top of that, most of them not being able to swim over the summer because pools in their area were closed, was super unique for them. But I mean, they were great and they still really worked hard. A couple weeks before we came back on campus, they were doing like a dry land challenge between all of them to try to just motivate each other to stay in shape in any way possible. So, you know, not great circumstances, but overall they've been awesome morale wise and really keeping their spirits up, and things like that. And it's made for a unique start this semester, but we're getting back slowly but surely.
Say, we'll talk about that unique start here in a little bit, but just to kind of wrap that up, you talk about those challenges, but at, you know, certain times there were travel bans, and you have several international swimmers and Marcel obviously with the international students, so then that's just an added layer. Mm-hmm. I mean, it had to be incredibly stressful just to make sure you got your returners back. But let's talk about the recruiting process as well and how difficult that was, and kind of the new challenges that you faced.
Yeah, for sure. So when it came to recruiting, and especially for internationals, I mean, there were travel bans, and then there were, you know, each country had their own set of rules and how they were doing things. So a couple of my internationals with recruiting just kind of got halted because they were like, I don't think I'm going to be able to come because my country shut down or whatever. And so that kind of made it unique. It even made it unique locally. I lost a couple kids that just decided they wanted to either defer a year or they wanted to stay closer to home and not travel as far. So definitely makes for a unique set for recruiting there. And then just worrying about internationals in general. I have quite a few on my team, and so making sure that they could all get home if they needed to go home, and then making sure that they could all get back. And then for a while, you know, people needed to quarantine and do things like that. So it definitely was a lot of steps and a lot of making sure everybody had flights and was able to get here. And if they couldn't get here, what were they going to do? I've got a couple kids that are still in their countries that weren't able to come back. So making sure that, you know, they stay on top of school and are still able to do everything online and stuff like that, which Marcel's been awesome in letting those kids still do classes, even though they can't physically be here. But yeah, unique times.
Let's say, let's talk about it. I don't think you can have a more eventful first year at Marcel, or your return back to the Hill. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, you're an alum, went to Warren Wilson, ran that program for several years, and then brought back to Mars Hill. Kind of a two-part question. What was it that brought you back to Mars Hill? And then let's kind of recap that first year, what you liked about the team and the performances, what you want to see improve upon this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it was always my dream to come back to Mars Hill. It's funny, I was a biology major here, but I always had a love for coaching, and I had never really considered it as a career until I was later in college. And when I went to Warren Wilson, I mean, a huge influence for me going to Warren Wilson was Teddy, the last one coach here. We kind of had a conversation at one point, and he just said, like, you know, at some point, I'm either going to, like, retire from Mars Hill or I'm going to move on to another program, and I would really like you to be after me. So, like, if you go to Warren Wilson, it's going to get you some good experience, and that would just be a great starting place for you and things like that. So Warren Wilson was great. And like I said, the second that this became an opportunity, I jumped on it because this is home and was always where I wanted to be. And it is an honor to follow in the footsteps of somebody like Teddy. But yeah, coming in first year, first year coaching anywhere is just kind of a learning year. Is kind of how I like to view it. I don't like to come in and try to change too many things. I don't want to come in too hot. So the first year is just kind of an observation year, in my opinion, and really kind of helps each coach get a grasp on, you know, what are the things that the last coach had in place that I would like to change? What are things that they had in place that I want to keep? Like, what's overall team morale like? Is it great? Is it not great? And things like that. So it was a great learning year. Like I said, I was lucky enough to follow an amazing coach like Teddy who already had great things in place. So didn't need to change too much. And it was fairly simple kind of coming in. And not a lot has changed since I left, which is super helpful. I kind of already sort of knew how stuff ran. But it is great kind of going into a second year because, like I say, you're post-observation year. So now I've kind of got a better grasp on things that I want to change and things that I kind of want to start implementing as we move into more my style of coaching and kind of exit the last coach's style. So a lot of stuff I'm really looking forward to is just, you know, practicing and kind of getting back in the swing of things, especially, you know, after a pandemic or during a pandemic and stuff like that. But yeah, really focusing on team morale and getting us back to that kind of we're a family mindset and that even though swimming is somewhat a very individual sport, we're still a team and we're still all working together to achieve the same goal, which is everybody swimming best times and us, you know, winning a couple meets here and there and having fun.
Let's talk about, you know, you're the head coach for both the men's and women's swim team. Let's talk about how you have to communicate. Is there much of a difference between the male and the female team, or is it mostly just individualized how you communicate your message to them?
Yeah. So coaching both is definitely unique. And there are some generalities that kind of come around with, you know, coaching a men's sport and coaching a women's sport. But I like to look at my athletes as individuals. Like I said, the generalities being like, you know, females tend to respond better to, you know, positive reinforcement and lots of like love and good positive stuff, whereas the guys tend to respond more to like the challenge and tough love and stuff like that. But like I said, outside of those generalities, I like to look at my swimmers as their own individual person, and I just coach to the individual and not necessarily to the gender, which I think really helps. And like I said, it can be unique coaching both, because sometimes you can end up, you know, speaking to the whole team as if, you know, they all feel the same way or they all are that way. But at the end of the day, you have men, you've got women, and they think different. And they compete different and they prepare for games different or for meets different. And But like I said, just understanding each individual swimmer's mind and how they like to be motivated and how they like to be pushed is super important. But yeah, it's fun coaching both. I actually really like having both. I think it gives me a lot of variety, which is fun.
One standout swimmer that Marcel had in recent years, Kat Boland. She was your graduate assistant last year. She's returning as a volunteer assistant. Let's talk about what she brings to the team and how that helps you out as well in terms of, you know, creating practices or, you know, coming up with schedules and what roles that she can kind of alleviate for you.
Yeah. So Kat and I work so great together. I love her to death, and she really was so helpful to me last year, especially because, I mean, I was coming back, but I was gone for, you know, 4 years and things like that, and she had just graduated, and so she had been there in that time that I had been gone. So she was able to really bring some perspective on things that maybe had changed since I had left, and, you know, she knew pretty much the whole team, so was able to kind of give me the rundown on everybody coming in, which was really great. And so she was super helpful. In that aspect, and also she kind of brings a perspective practice-wise that sometimes I lack. So her specialty back on the team was kind of IM-based races and breaststroke races, which were not my strong suit. So she kind of helped bridge that gap on some of my weaker areas of coaching, which was really amazing because obviously the team, we break up into specialized groups from time to time, and she would really work with the breaststrokers and really work with the IMers. And bring in that specialized work, which, like I said, it was not my area of expertise. And so it's just really nice to have somebody that was really strong in those events, being there for those swimmers. She's also great. She runs kind of more of our social media stuff, which is, even though I'm not that much older than her, you know, she's younger and she knows more about social media and uses it more frequently than I do. So she'll remember to put stuff on social media, whereas I will forget a lot of the time. So it was really nice having kind of that side alleviated from me and having her remember, you know, people's birthdays and other fun stuff that we should be posting. And I mean, she was really great team morale wise. Like I said, to have somebody younger and a recent graduate, being around was nice, for people. And I think created a nice space for people to feel like they could come talk to her, about stuff if they necessarily didn't want to come talk to me, the head coach. They had her who was, again, more closer to their age and things like that. But she's wonderful. I want to keep her around forever. And I hope she never leaves me.
We mentioned earlier kind of that unique start to this year, really. From my end, I've probably should have been covering several volleyball games, soccer matches, football games. The very first event that we're going to have here at home, very unique, again, November 6th, a home meet versus LR. And we're going to obviously be live streaming that. Link will be on MarsHillLions.com. But again, just kind of that uniqueness. The very first event of the year, swim meet. I mean, normally we don't have a swim meet until, what, about late November and maybe very early January. Mm-hmm. With your schedule as of this recording, it's still kind of up in the air, too. Just a lot of differing factors going into it. Let's talk about kind of that difficulty, especially this year, trying to schedule. But then let's also preview that meet against LR in just under a month here.
Yeah, so super unique. Like I said, swimming is, although we're technically a winter sport, we have a super long season. So typically by now we would have swam a meet already. Usually our first meet is like the first weekend of October, is usually when our first meet falls, and then we don't wrap up until the middle of February. So it was definitely hard coming in, finding out that we were going to have to cancel so many of our event our meets, because October is usually a huge month for us. We have a meet almost every weekend in October normally. But at the same time, kind of going back to how weird it was over the summer, with them not being able to train that much, it didn't necessarily hurt team morale that much to find out that we weren't going to have that many meets in October, just because I understand and they understand that, like, we need to get back in shape before we really start racing again. But I'm excited. I'm glad that we were able to at least squeeze in a meet or two before the semester ends, just because that was going to be really hard if we couldn't have any meets this semester and then didn't have anything till January. Was going to be kind of hard. So at least now they get to find out kind of where they're at training-wise, because training has been different kind of with the pandemic and figuring out how we're going to slowly work our way back into things. So it's going to be really nice. And like I said, LR is always a really fun meet for us. kind of sort of like a rivalry type meet, so it's always always really fun between the two teams and is a lot of high energy and things like that. So I think it's going to be a really fun way to start out athletics for the semester. I think it's kind of fun that we're starting with swimming. That's unique. Like, so usually we start with football or a volleyball game or something like that. So I think it's kind of fun that we're at the forefront of of athletic competitions this year.
Well, and obviously depending on how guidelines and restrictions are come that time, obviously if we can allow fans and have fans, we want you to come into Harrowpool and watch the meet, but definitely be able to check out our live stream again on MarsoLions.com. We'll have that publicized as we wrap up, Coach. Any last words you'd like to leave the fans with in regards to your team or just the school in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think now with kind of the state of the world and everything like that, I think everybody just needs to keep up that high energy that we've all had. I know it's a unique year and we aren't having football and all these events that we love to have and love to watch, but, you know, we're going to get back to it. And the important thing is that our athletes are back and that we're training and that eventually at some point we're going to get back to competing. And so just to stay positive, even though it's a unique time, we're going to get back and it's going to be great.
Well, Coach, I appreciate it again. Looking forward to November 6th, the meet against Lenoir Rhine. Thank you for taking the time to do this, and then I'm sure we'll catch up here throughout the season.
Yeah, thank you for having me.